I was watching the City-Liverpool match last week.
Oh dear. Did you watch it from behind the sofa?
What do you mean?
5-0. Liverpool's hair-raising defending. It was like a horror movie.
Very funny. No, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the bald guy that City had playing in midfield.
David Silva?
Yes, David Silva. He's got a new haircut. I didn't know who it was until after about 20 minutes. I was so used to his old hairstyle, and now he's gone and had it all shaved off. Not sure about that.
I think it was a pretty good decision. More streamlined. Like me. Anyway, I think the only bad decisions being made last week were by Liverpool defenders.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about how footballers change their hairstyles, and we're going to look at some important language that you need if you need to go to the barbers or hairdressers in the UK.
In our practice conversation, we're going to role play a situation at the barbers and include lots of different phrases for you to practice with a friend or classmate.
Our language focus is on pseudo-passive forms. That is, passive forms that use get and have. And our task for you is to transform 5 sentences using this form.
Don't forget, there's more information about the language we use on the page below and activities to help you understand.
Make sure you listen to the end of the podcast because we've got another football phrase for you as well.
Footballers change their hairstyles a lot. At the beginning of the podcast, we mentioned David Silva. He now has a shaved head, but he used to have much, much longer hair, a kind of floppy hairstyle. His hair was loose and it blew in the breeze.
You're a fan?
David Silva's a great player. Can you think of any other players that have changed their hairstyles?
What about Romelu Lukaku at Manchester United?
Ah, yes. When he was at Chelsea and Everton, he used to have dreadlocks. This type of hairstyle became linked to reggae music in the Caribbean. The hair is twisted and long.
He's had it cut short now. It must be something at Manchester United, but there are some other big haircuts in the Old Trafford dressing room.
Marouane Fellaini's got to have the biggest haircut in the dressing room. He's got a big afro. Last year, he had it dyed blonde, but it's back to its original colour now.
Who's got the best haircut in the Premier League? It's got to be Arsenal's Olivier Giroud for me. I imagine he gets it blow-dried every day to give his hair extra volume. Short at the back and sides and long on top with a bit of wax to hold it all together. If you Google Giroud, you get more pages about hair than football. Honestly. What about you, Jack?
Newcastle's John Joe Shelby or Zinedine Zidane for me.
Or David Silva.
Yes, David Silva is a good look now.
We've used lots of words connected to hairstyles in this section. How many did you spot?
You can check your understanding in the vocabulary activity on the page below. In the next section, we're going to role play a situation at a barber's. I'm the barber, and Rich is the customer.
As you listen, how many words can you hear that are connected to hair? Hi there. I was wondering if I need to make an appointment or if I could get my hair done now.
We can fit you in now. No problem. If you take a seat, I'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
No problem. I'll just have a read of this football magazine while I wait.
Okay, ready now. Do you want to take a chair?
Thanks.
What would you like doing?
Just a bit off the sides and top, please.
Just a trim, then?
Yes, just a trim, exactly.
What about a change in colour?
What do you mean?
We could bleach it blonde.
What?
Bleach it, or dye it a different colour? What about red? You're a Liverpool fan. Red would be perfect.
No thanks.
Or we could put in some highlights. Blonde highlights.
The only highlights I like are the Premier League highlights on Saturday nights.
Okay. What about getting some dreadlocks put in? I've got some nice extensions. Just your colour.
No, I don't think so.
There must be something you could have done that's a bit different.
Okay, what about this? It was in the football magazine I was reading.
You want to look like Olivier Giroud? We can probably manage the hair, but I'm not sure about the look. But we can give it a go.
No, forget it. It doesn't matter. Let's get back to the trim. Just short back and sides, please.
Not a totally successful conversation, but I think you got the haircut you wanted in the end.
Yes, just a trim. I've had the same haircut forever. I did get it bleached once for a party. It was a disaster. I dyed it back the next day, but it then went a kind of purple colour, which I had to keep for weeks while the dye grew out.
Hair. Personally, I think it's overrated. I bought a pair of clippers 20 years ago and haven't had my hair cut since.
You probably heard lots of words and phrases connected to hair and going to the barbers or hairdressers. You can test your understanding in the activities below this podcast.
We've also put a link to an episode of The English Game called At the Barbers on the side of this page. This is a video of two English learners getting their hair cut in the UK, and will give you more help if you're ever in this situation.
Now we want to focus on verb forms. In the role play, I said, I was wondering if I could get my hair cut. And Jack said to me, what about getting some dreadlocks put in? And there must be something that you could have done.
Get my hair cut. Getting something put in and something that you could have done are examples of structures that have a passive meaning, but unlike passive structures, they don't use the verb to be. They use the verbs get and have.
Yes, they're pseudo-passive.
Nice.
Let's look at an easy example. I cut my hair.
No, you didn't. I did.
Exactly. So I could say you cut my hair or the hairdresser cut my hair. But this is a sentence about my hair. You're not important. Sorry.
That's okay.
So we use a phrase that's similar to a passive, but we don't usually say my hair was cut or my hair was cut by the hairdresser. My hair shouldn't be the subject of the sentence. I should be the subject because it's me, or rather my hair, that the action is happening to. I'm important.
That's right, you are. So we usually use have or get, and the person becomes the subject in the sentence. Have or get plus object plus the third form of the verb.
So we say, I got my hair cut, or I had my hair cut, or I'm having my hair cut. There's not much difference between have and get, apart from get being a bit more informal.
Your task this week is to look at five different sentences and change them to use get or have by following the same structure we've just looked at.
Sentence one should be easy. A hairdresser cut my hair yesterday.
Sentence two. I paid a painter to come and paint my house last week.
Sentence three. I haven't fixed my car yet.
Sentence 4. The optician checked my eyes at the optician's.
Sentence 5. Someone stole my wallet while I was at the restaurant.
Write your answers and tell us how the meaning changes in each sentence in the comment section at the bottom of the page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was a bullet header. This is a type of goal you score with your head and the ball travels very, very fast into the net.
Well done to Khaldun83 from Algeria, Milos from Serbia, Lubomir from Ukraine and Ahmed Adam from Sudan. You all got the right answer. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is a... This is the phrase that's used to describe a match that finishes 0-0. There aren't any goals scored and the two teams get 1 point each because neither side wins. Last week, there was a... between Southampton and Huddersfield Town.
I don't like... They're so boring. Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And don't forget to listen to our new roundup show called This Week. All the action from Match Week 5 will be on the Premier Skills homepage on Monday.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.